Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mario Peshev, the CEO of Deverix, a global WordPress agency. As a multidisciplined business owner with a wide scope of skills, Mario helps businesses scale operations, invest in digital transformation, implement successful recruitment and management strategies, and incorporate the right culture of the 21st century. And Mario, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me. And, thanks for the long intro. I sound a lot more knowledgeable than I am, but, PR does wonders, so there's that.
Well, we certainly didn't want to leave out any important bits of information and highlights there, so more than deserving to share that in full. Now, to get things underway here today, among the top recommendations that you think are important for business leaders to consider prioritizing, why is frugality at the top, and what do you mean by it as how it would apply to business leaders, and how can they apply this approach in all aspects of their operations? Let's kick things off with that today.
Yeah, so if I have to dumb it down, I would say that avoiding a lavish lifestyle is probably my number one piece of advice for entrepreneurs out there, right? It's so easy to fall a victim of the mass media or any of the kind of investment news or the Mashables or the tech crunches out there just announcing like billion-dollar startups, any unicorns or decacorns going out there, right? It's easy to figure out that, hey, once I start a business, when I start a business, I'm expected to hit that milestone. It's common. I just read about it all day long everywhere around me, right? Same goes for any form of luxurious lifestyle around us, from Bentleys and Ferraris to expensive clothing to Rolex watches. Everything around us is all about status. It's all about maintaining the lifestyle that enables us to look better, to look successful, to present ourselves by the right means. To prove that your business is successful means that you probably have a yacht, you have Instagram photos on a chopper and so forth. The story that I'm kind of portraying here, right? Everything around us, the entire consumerism society, is just pushing us to buy more, invest more, purchase more. And even if we don't kind of attend to that lifestyle in our day-to-day, starting a business and running a business oftentimes revolves around that, right? You take a couple more clients or you make some extra sales and say, all right, I'm going to get a fancier office, or I'm going to provide a fancier lunch for our people. Let's think of a team building effort, or getting a masseuse at the office. Anything that's just providing you with a better clout for running the business, better stories, better photos, better media, which kind of works up until a certain point. And then when we had any form of a recession, even if it's a mild one, not a complete full-blown recession, we end up cutting half of our staff, which is really unfortunate. And all that could be avoided by simply being more frugal than most people are.
Good stuff there, and a great way to kick things off here today. Thanks for your feedback as well. Now, why is the notion of focus incredibly important during lean business times like the ones we anticipate having to navigate this year and beyond?
In times of abundance, profitability is not really a problem. What we've seen over the past few years is a mass growth of the economy worldwide. We had the stimulus checks, we had S&P going through the roof, we had real estate housing in certain areas going up to 50%, 60%, 70%. So it was almost like, raining money out of thin air, right? And in a similar society, in a similar world, the economy and business and everything else is focusing on innovation, on hiring, on perks, on growing salaries. Essentially, every single business out there is trying to present themselves to a better, more successful, more sustainable business. And this is causing a lot of peer pressure. So even if you're trying to stick to frugality and to just common sense in running a business, everyone else, the entire society around you, people around you, networking communities, media, and more importantly, most importantly, investors and boards are pushing you to behave and to kind of adapt to what everyone else is doing. So I would say that this is probably the key problem over here, right? If you're doing too much, if you're over hiring, if you're growing with a hockey stick, if you're building new departments, new initiatives, new everything, it's really hard to perform well. It's really hard to excel at what you do, to improve processes and workflows and everything else going up. So in times of a recession, what you're seeing right now, trimming down the fat and focusing on what works and doubling down on what works actually yields better results for both you and your clients with your people, which is kind of how focus works and why it's so important.
And to tag on to that last question, how exactly do you recommend businesses define focus and then execute on it effectively?
Finding out what works and discovering what has worked previously, if your business hasn't started over the past 12 months, is extremely important. So on the one hand, figure out what's really generating revenue for the company. What's making up the most of your revenue stream, right? So let's say if you are a tech agency, well, obviously it's kind of the core business niche, the kind of the core service that you're providing. If you're a real estate SaaS, then it's probably providing a, you know, listicle with real estates or areas or Surmap. Essentially go down to your unique selling proposition and double down there. Move more people into the key centralized department that's in charge of that and find out ways how to reach out a critical customer mass, how to really oversatisfy your existing employees, because it's really important to both keep your staff and keep your clients and make sure that your revenue model is as stable and as sustainable as possible. So this is probably the key thing that we kind of need to figure out here. The second thing is cutting down on R&D initiatives, right? So again, in times of abundance, it's extremely common to just explore new avenues, new partnerships, new PR efforts, new, sponsoring events or anything else that previously worked or has potentially worked previously, but you haven't yet validated. So this is the second thing that I would definitely recommend. Just cut down these expenses, cut down these initiatives that are unnecessary. Again, get back to what works and kind of reimagine what could work in that new environment. And this is kind of, this leads me to the third piece of advice. So even if your core business model is more or less clear and you can identify what worked previously, beware of the changes happening in that recession. I'm going to give one example here. So kind of one of my agencies, and particularly Devrick's, is in charge of building web properties and websites and so forth. We are an outsourced agency, right? So even though companies are laying people off across the board, so people are losing their jobs, this actually means that companies still have projects to do. Companies still have ongoing pending projects they need to complete. So they're turning more and more and more to agencies now, because even though the job market is going to gloom, projects are going nowhere, right? Some of them are probably shut down, but most of them are still available and still kind of need to get executed. So what I'm saying is figure out what worked previously, kind of our core business model works, and at the same time, figure out how the current economy, how the recession, how this business model can be attuned or adjusted, or what sort of kind of what industries are going to be in demand for your services. Again, this can be extrapolated to both the economy and the recessions or, international wars or the energy crisis or everything else. Stay ahead of trends, figure out what works and figure out how to adjust your core business model to the specifics of the new economy.
Really appreciate your time and your visit and insight shared so far today. We're speaking with Mario Peshev, the CEO of Devrick's, a global WordPress agency, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, and one thing we want to look at as well is efficiency. How important is that? So when we talk about efficiency, why do you think the new year is an important time to evaluate how companies measure, execute on, and continuously reinforce the importance of operating with efficiency?
Well, anecdotally, there's the New Year's resolutions, right? So people are already in the mood of changing the world, changing themselves, losing weight, starting a new job or a new career or whatever it is, right? So picking the right timing is important. The right timing isn't everything, but it really helps if you and your staff and vendors and partners are on the same page and striving to achieve the same thing. This really facilitates focus. And You know, on the other hand, imagine trying to make a significant change early in December, you know, before Christmas, before Hanukkah, before everything else happening out there, right? It's just everyone's is in a different mood, looking into Christmas presents or discounts or maybe, I don't know, family dinners. It's right after Thanksgiving. It's a very specific period where it's extremely hard to get people focused and kind of laser focused on what you're trying to do. On the other hand, the start of the new year, especially January and February, are great for recalibrating what worked previously, working on an annual roadmap, figure out financial planning, which most corporations, again, and enterprises are doing. You know, January is for budgeting, so February is about unlocking new budgets and new opportunities. And once again, just making the most out of these New Year's resolutions or calibrating everything with people around you. I personally call that the hive mind, right? So you, your employees, your partners, your investors, your vendors, everyone is in a heavy work mode starting somewhere late in January, early in February, up until probably the summer holidays. So it's, again, it is a great time to just start, recalibrate, and make the most out of the next few months.
Once again, some great input, great feedback. Couldn't agree more with you on that as it pertains to efficiency. Lastly, what is your final tip for companies to take action in 2023 while anticipating the bumpy road that will most likely lie ahead?
Well, again, in the same line of thinking about roadmaps and about planning, I would say streamline your P&L sheet, your profit and loss statements, your projections, your roadmaps, like streamline that. Try to work on your Excel sheet. I know most people find them boring, right? This is probably the least attractive part of being an entrepreneur and running a business. However, what worked 6 months ago and a year ago is probably not going to work this year, due to all these macroeconomic changes going on. So I would say go back to the basics, figure out what your expenses look like. Is there anything else to trim? What does your team look like? What do your revenue streams look like? Very important. Are you losing clients? Are you losing revenue? Do you rely on lines of credit? Or maybe there are other sources of revenue or other loans that are more expensive now due to the new year, the interest rates from Fed and everything else going on. So I would say reassess what's happening in your financial planning sheet. Realize what is supposed to be happening over the next few months. And then just work backwards from where you expect to be at the end of the year. What I see working with companies as kind of as an advisor as well is there are a lot of unaccounted for expenses that are just not a part of that sheet, right? Sometimes it's SaaS subscriptions, or maybe there's an annual contract that you expect to get rid of, but it's not there yet. Maybe it's a vendor that someone else signed that you're unaware of. Maybe it's, I know your office lease randomly gets more expensive with a contract that you haven't read, but you know, January kicks in, so it just costs more. There are lots of these kind of hidden costs adding up month to month. Maybe it's, again, salary taxes or any other corporate taxes or so, adding up to what you expect to be your recurring expenses without you noticing, which is making the situation even worse than what you expected. So again, as a kind of final piece of advice, while working on your roadmap, while defining your strategy, make sure that you rely on hard data. Make sure that you really tap all of your channels, whether it's QuickBooks or Xero or anything else, just connect it in one place or credit cards, bank statements, whatever, and really take a hard look of your expenses and your profit and work with hard data. This is really going to help you in 2023 if you're not doing that. And even if you do, there are ways to automate and optimize that so that you can apply some of that frugality and focus over the coming 11 months.
Mario, certainly appreciate your visit and your time with us here today on behalf of Devrix. If listeners wanted to tap into Devrix and also to be in contact, where's the best place to get further details and to be in contact?
Yeah, you can definitely go to devrix.com, devrix.com, or just look me up, Mario Peshev. My website is mariopeshev.com, or just look me up LinkedIn, Twitter. More than happy to share any follow-up thoughts for the entire network and anything else that I can help the community with.
And of course, listeners, as you know, we'll leave that link and other links pertaining to this conversation within the show notes of the broadcast. And again, Mario, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for running that great show, and have a great year, everyone.
Hey, and you as well. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mario Peshev, the CEO of Devrix, a global WordPress agency. As a multidisciplined business owner with a wide scope of skills, Mario helps Businesses scale operations, invest in digital transformation, implement successful recruitment and management strategies, and incorporates the right culture of the 21st century. And for all the details, visit Devricks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.